This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We will waste no time as we have Coach on the line waiting, and we are going to talk to our head football coach, Arthur Smith. It is the Falcons in Jacksonville, guys, on Sunday. And Coach Smith, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We hope you guys have a great holiday. Let's talk about where our team is right now. How has this week been for you guys after the disappointing of a night on Thursday Night Football? Coming back off of that, Coach, and where are we currently right now as we get ready for Jacksonville?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, and I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving as well. So, and I always appreciate you guys having me. As for our team, we got to have perspective. We were playing decent football. And obviously the last two games, kind of hit a little bit of a sinkhole here. But you got to have perspective. We have a hell of an opportunity coming back. We've had a good week so far. And I expect us to play pretty well to go down and an opportunity to play a really meaningful game for us down in Jacksonville. So we're not out of it. I know, it can feel kind of crappy when you go through a stretch, but you have to have perspective. And we have an opportunity on Sunday. And we're thankful for that.
I know it's tough, Coach. We've talked so much about balanced attack. And, when you got hired, we said, man, Arthur Smith is going to bring a balanced attack to this team. But Arthur Smith cannot block, and he cannot do the work that needs to be done. I know what I've asked. I'll ask again. Are you going to try every option available to get traction? I know we did seem to see some good things with Quadri Allison in the last game.
Yes. And he ran the ball hard. And when you're playing a team like New England, when you know what kind of game it's going to be, they're going to make it a grind. They weren't going to hand you anything. It's a big physical team, and we knew we were not going to earn it. And the most frustrating part, and this is why I said, hey, we need to play smarter, is we've done a pretty decent job most of the year on penalties. Didn't in the opener. Obviously, everybody saw what happened. And then, really, the Thursday night, that was what was disappointing, too, with some of the self-inflicted wounds right there playing, in my opinion, a championship-caliber defense. And, we had opportunities as bad as it felt. We had opportunities even late, and we didn't convert situational football. You're disappointed, but I'm not discouraged. We'll do anything. We'll get this thing going. Like even in New Orleans, you're talking about balanced. You didn't want the run production, but we kept them off balance by at least shots on goal. And when we got too one-dimensional Thursday night, you could see how it can get ugly.
It is Arthur Smith, guys, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons, talking about the next one, which is Jacksonville. And Coach, health-wise, where are we? I mean, from a healthy standpoint, I know at this point in the season everybody's banged up, but we've had some guys that, Calvin, maybe an update as far as CP. Is there anything that you can tell us or Falcon fans right now?
Sure. Yeah, there's no update on Calvin. But in terms of, Patterson, practice today, which is always encouraging. And, Jalen Hawkins back out there practicing. So, we hope to get some guys back this weekend. And, like I said, we're thankful for this opportunity because it's crazy, as it feels right now. And it sounded we're right in the mix, and this is a huge game for us on Sunday.
Yeah, I know we've joked around about Cordarrelle Patterson. We said, what is Cordarrelle Patterson going to be? And this guy, he just seems to be the most physical and violent runner we've got and the biggest X factor on the field. And it's obviously a byproduct of injuries and some of the other things and Calvin being out. But it just seems like when Patterson's out there, he stirs the drink.
Yeah, he's a guy that people gravitate towards. He's been super productive for us and certainly can open things up for other guys. And you got to account for him. And so, he's become a big part and a vital part of our offense this season. And so, we hope to get him back out there. But still, having said that, everybody's team's dealing with injuries. There's no excuse not to play better than we did. And we will play better this Sunday, whether CP's up or not.
Coach, what do you see with Jacksonville? And being an offensive guy, you know, Trevor Lawrence is from here. Went to Cartersville High School. We watched him at Clemson very closely. And I said on the show earlier this week, I think he's kind of been up and down, but it's his rookie year. I'm curious to know what you think about what you're seeing with Jacksonville, whether it be offensively or defensively.
Well, I think it's come back to, you know, what I said earlier, perspective. You know, people may forget and maybe they don't, but I'm sure Peyton Manning, you know, he'll go on record and say, I mean, I think he broke the rookie interception record as a, you know, his first season out. So, and he turned out to be, you know, arguably one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I think with Trevor, you see a guy that's improving week after week. He certainly had a ton of success in high school, like you said, up in Cartersville, and then obviously at Clemson. You know, if I was a betting person, I'd bet that he'd be a pretty good player. And he's continued to improve. He's got a live arm. He can extend plays. Terrific athlete. But just, you know, one thing about living here since I've been here, and I knew this from afar, but you realize how talented of a state Georgia is with the kind of players that come out of this state. Mm.
Yeah, I know that it's difficult because obviously the good news is you're drafted first, but the bad news is you're going to a team that was picking first. So, I mean, yeah. Just as you said, looking from afar, they're just kind of are they adding more to the playbook each week from what you can see on tape?
Yeah, it seems like there's a natural evolution going on, and like you just said it, and everybody's so quick to judge whether it's mm-hmm. Kyle, Trevor, you know, you look at Mac Jones, every situation's different. Like you said, there's a reason when you draft at the top of the draft. And, you know, nothing's going to be fixed overnight. You know, rarely do you get to be drafted in a situation where a team spends $163 million and puts players around you and ask you, you know that's perspective, right? If you've got a really good defense, you're not going to ask a rookie quarterback. You saw it early in Tom Brady's career in New England. You saw it with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, and then those guys took off. And it takes sometimes some years. So I think that's what you got to look at with a guy like Trevor. You guys had great insight right there. So everybody's quick to judge and wants to say, oh, this guy, you know, he's already this, that. That's nonsense. The thing will play out over the next couple of years.
Coach Art, what's up with the O-line? I know you're playing the best guys, and you said you will play the best guys available. But it seems like for every step we take forward, it looks like we take two steps back with this O-line. And I'm talking about the group. I'm not picking on any one particular player.
Sure.
What's your opinion on the O-line where we are right now?
Well, like I said, I mean, we played well in spots and went through a six-game stretch. We were 4-2. You know, we cut our sack numbers down. I think when you get in the game and you fall behind too many possessions and you get one-dimensional, it's going to make life tough on everybody. We've got to do a better job in the run game. You know, we'll keep progressing on it, keep chipping away at it, find the right mix, and it's going to take everybody. But when you become one-dimensional in this league and you're going against good pass-rushing teams, that's what we want to stay out of. And so – so it's a combination of everything. You know, it's easy when you're sitting back there and you give up a sack. You know, somebody's watching may not realize that we're not at the right depth or spacing the passing game. Or, you know, sometimes it's obvious maybe you get beat. But if we can become more balanced and stay ahead and not fall behind the second and 15, we'll get better play from up front.
And that was the thing. I know in the Patriots game, it just seemed like the down and distance. It was just you were behind. You know, you're on the wrong side of that almost the entire game. One thing, I just want to make sure we get it right, because on the air we always want to make sure we're as accurate as we can be and not guess at it. When Matt throws the pick and it's aimed towards Kyle, was he being steered away by the defense, or has Kyle got to do a better job with his route on that play?
Well, how do I answer this without
getting Okay.
You know, a lot of times when you think you see a guy getting restricted.
Right.
So he threw it at him is pretty much what happened. So okay. No different than Mac Jones throwing it at Hunter Henry. You get the call, you know, again, we can, I guess you argue it's subjective, and right. This is where I got to be careful.
I understand.
But that's what he was doing. Okay. That's what he was doing.
That's why I said steered. I didn't want to say interfered.
Coach.
No, but I mean, you got to see it. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, that's what I love about it. I mean, you guys watch it. I mean, it is what it is. The official's got a hard job and that, but, you know, he thought he saw something, had to make a play, hoping to get a call. So, obviously, it ended up worst-case scenario.
Art, I'm not trying to get you fined here, but the legal formation on the field goal, was that BS?
You know, we could do a better job and not give them a chance to make that call. That's okay. Probably the best way I describe it. It hadn't been called since 2017. But it's, you know, right on their sideline, right there. So, you know, we don't need to give them a reason to call it.
Okay.
You know, to put him in that gray area subjectively.
Right. Yeah, when that happened, I think a lot of people were like...
the body language, the rest conferring, it looks strange.
It was weird. It was just weird. So just kind of get, you know, an understanding, a better understanding there. It's Arthur Smith, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Our weekly visit with Coach as we get ready for Jacksonville. All right, so Coach, as we wrap up, what do we have to do Sunday to get back on track? What is the thing that you've been stressing this week?
Well, I think it starts with we need to play smarter as a team. I mean, as I said, when we've had decent stretches, we played pretty sound fundamentally. You know, having a guy here or there trying to press and make a play, I think that's what happens when one guy's sitting there thinking, oh, I got to do it. That's not what we're asking anybody to do. We can play a lot cleaner. We can certainly execute better. It's all of us, coaching, playing. We'll get back on track, and that's the first thing. Let's not beat ourselves first. Let's go out there and execute. When we've done that, it's been pretty decent, and that's what we got to get back to, and our guys will. They'll respond. We got the right guys here.
Right. All right, on the lighter side, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you a traditional guy? Are you a fried turkey guy? What's your sides? What's going to be all about?
Yeah, no, I've got to ask a lot of food questions today, and I don't know if it's because of my size, but I embrace it. No, I love Thanksgiving. You know, like I said, whatever they put on my plate, I'll eat. I don't discriminate.
Yeah. Well, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. Let's try to go get one on Sunday, Coach. Appreciate the time as always, Coach.
I appreciate you guys' time. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.